This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
There is plenty of footy news kicking about, so we've got to get the best in the business in the studio. That's JZ Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, welcome Jay-Z.
Or a satellite dish. A bowling ball, satellite dish, sort of the same big circumference.
You know you're on air.
Big white. Sorry, Bill. How are you, mate? Great to see you. Sorry, buddy. You've taken the mickey out of me so much about my fat guts. I got the return fire.
No, you don't.
This is what I got to do.
You can't say it on air.
I can't.
No, of course you can.
I'm going to go see.
As much as you like,
what's HR? 2424?
I've actually got no idea.
You've made your whole radio career on potting people, Bill.
Exactly. I have not.
Now, what's going on? I read the front page of the Herald Sun today. I had no idea about any of this.
Yeah.
Top league dog doctor organised secret test to help players evade detection. Demons whistleblower say stars told the fake injuries to avoid being caught. Mm. Footy drugs rort.
Yeah, now, it's a massive, massive story.
In layman terms,
yeah,
please.
The story of the year, to be honest, because what it does is it uncovers how fans are being hoodwinked in the AFL, to be honest. Because what's happening is these players who, let's say, have a big night on Wednesday,
yep,
maybe done something they shouldn't have, been a little bit naughty. They then go to the club doctor. They say, "Doc, I'm sorry, things got out of hand on Wednesday. I think I need to test." They have a urine sample, and that either confirms a positive substance or not in their system. And if it does, that means the doctor and them work out, okay, well, let's say you've got gastro, or let's say you've got a grumbly calf or a hamstring strain. And then the doctor tells the coach, right, he's unavailable because he's got gastro on the day of the game or whatever, means he doesn't play, he hasn't subjected to the game day testing, and can't submit a positive test and miss 4 years like Joel Smith is going through at the moment at Melbourne.
So this happens at every club?
Every club.
Every club.
And the AFL facilitates the medical equipment involved in the testing to ensure.
What does that mean?
Well, the urine samples that. The urine test that was in the AFL release today, that is AFL testing equipment. So, yeah, they're right behind it. And then Andrew Dillon comes out today and says, yeah, of course, this is what happens. This is what's been happening the whole time, didn't you know? And this is what people are probably a little bit annoyed about because they've never spoken to it before. We didn't know that this is what happened. Maybe people have suspected it and sort of raised their eyebrows at a six-week hamstring or something like that involving star players over the journey. But it just speaks to a lack of transparency and accountability, which is troubling for fans because we see the hamstring injury out for 2 weeks and we believe it when really it's a much bigger, different issue happening.
Well, it wouldn't have been in the public domain, Jay-Z, if it hadn't been leaked by a disgruntled former person. How did Andrew Wilkie, an independent MP, end up with this? And how did he then release it? Using parliamentary privilege?
It's a very good question, and it's been an issue which has been going for a couple of years now and has really cut deep at the Melbourne Football Club, to be honest, because as we know, the former president, Glenn Bartlett, is taking certain people at Melbourne to court and the federal court over his departure from the football club. So Andrew Wilkie, the MP, has got information from him, a former club doctor, Zeeshan Arane, and then the father of Joel Smith, who is out at the moment after the positive test, his father, Sean Smith, of course, who we know, the high leaping forward. So clearly that's where the information is coming from. And this is the thing, like it has come from inside the medical workings of an AFL club. So using parliamentary privilege, as you mentioned, Jim, it has got to be taken really seriously, and I think there is a lot more to play out in this situation.
What more?
Well, the AFL is currently dealing with and using experts and the best medical information around devising a new illicit drugs policy, because you go back 2 years and Luke Beveridge says this doesn't work. You go back to 2015, that's Bill's phone going off.
No.
Race four at Kyabram.
Yep.
And then you go back to 2015 and Nathan Buckley and Paul Roos and Andrew Newbold, you know, these really distinguished figures in the game, are raising doubts about the illicit drugs policy. So the AFL is devising a new one. It's meant to be completed by the end of the year. And, oh, my goodness, that is really a complex policy to devise. But can I ask you, Jim? right? You've led a football club. The common criticism, the most criticism about this illicit drugs policy is people like the senior coach don't get the information. Simon Goodwin's in the Melbourne press conference today. He says, I don't know. I don't get the data. I don't have anything to do with this. I don't even know about it. This is news to me. As Paul Roos and Nathan Buckley have said over the journey, shouldn't the senior coach and people who are most invested and most affected get this sort of information about the health and welfare of their players?
Well, you could argue that as those people have, but the reality of it is the Players Association and the players only agreed to this if the information stayed with them and the doctor.
So that's all it gets.
That's all it gets. No one else except for the club doctor, who we all know are the greatest people alive.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't speak for this bloke if he's been involved in this information getting out. I don't know about him. But certainly the ones I've come across in my time have been as good a people as you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
So I couldn't think of a player's welfare being in better hands than an AFL footy club doctor, to be honest. So, and I read the statement from Andrew Dillon. It read to me like he's saying, well, we didn't want all of this out there because we're actually trying to protect the players.
Yep.
But now that this has happened, this is exactly what happens.
Yep.
Absolute start to finish, exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So I don't see where it can go. I agree that they're going to move on the policy and make some changes. But until that happens, what he said in his statement is, well, this is what we do.
I can't cop the fact that the senior coaches don't know. So you speak about club doctors being people of incredibly high integrity, and you see the bond and the relationships between players and club doctors at times. You know, it is amazing. They care deeply. But you go to Brad Scott, you go to Chris Scott, you go to Ross Lyon, who we've seen deal with the Tim Embry issue.
All the coaches,
Simon
mate.
Goodwin, like,
why don't they get it? Because
that was the agreement when this whole thing was put in place.
With the players and the players.
The only person that knows is the club doctor.
Right.
I just think that the senior coaches who are so close to the players and have their best interests at heart, as Simon Goodwin said today, because he's dealing with, I won't use his name. He's been dealing with players over the past 12 months who have had issues, right? So how does Goodwin and the Melbourne Football Club deal with them properly without having the full picture?
Maybe that's where they're headed, Jay-Z. Maybe that's going to be the change that they make to this policy. I've got no idea. Well and truly out of it.
Yeah.
So that potentially is a change they'll make. What I will say is this, and I've said this to you 100 times, Jay-Z, the worst thing you've got to contend with at an AFL footy club are what I call bitter formers.
Yes.
Bitter former players, bitter former coaches, bitter former administrators, bitter former directors.
Yeah.
They make an already tough job of running a footy club nigh on impossible.
Yeah.
And what's happened at this club with the leaking of board minutes of this?
It's been a lot.
It is a disgrace.
It is incredibly sad what's happened to the Melbourne Football
Club. It is.
On the back of a premiership.
Yeah.
Which you hear connects people for the rest of their lives. I don't think we've seen anything like this around.
No.
Well, certainly not in my time. And you'd love to know what Simon Goodwin and Max Gawn think of the whole situation, honestly. But Glenn Bartlett, former president, is currently taking his issue to the federal court. He is chips in, and I don't think it's going to end here.
Well, I think those two blokes you're talking about have handled themselves with great class, to be honest.
Yeah.
With all the mud that's been slung at them, I think they've just had their chin up and they've got on with the job, and I admire both of them for doing it the way they have.
You know who's off with scans after a training incident today? We'll tell you in a second.
All right.
Ooh,
we're having a
nice
break.
Nice tease.
How good is that?
Roll good a little tease in, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. My goodness. Clark next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Moving.
Jay-Z Clark has stuck around. He teased us before the break.
I'm going to get that out of you in just a minute. The other thing that made me giggle, I think this is very sad what's happened, the whole thing, and has been now for a long time, but old mate Andrew Wilkie, the independent MP, saying that Anthony Albanese needs to do something. Imagine Albo. Thinking, what do you want me to do? It's the drug code of a sport. It's got nothing to do with me or my office or any of my jurisdiction.
Hey. They can get up in Parliament and say whatever they want and they can't be sued.
That's a good gig,
that.
In our parliamentary system. I don't think that's everywhere around the world, but certainly in Australia.
You know how big footy is in this country.
You reckon Albo's stepping in?
Are he going to get asked about it, though?
What will he say?
Someone's going to ask him about it. I put my left kidney on it.
Oh, I know someone will.
So I'm interested in his input.
Surely he says, mate, give me a spell.
Give me
this a spell. This has got nothing to do with me.
A few other issues.
I reckon there's bigger fish I need to fry.
So we want to know the Melbourne player that's been sent for scans on a hand injury.
Yes, Clayton Oliver.
Oh, no.
The superstar midfielder.
What did he do at training?
Dislocated his finger in a training mishap.
Tape it up.
So he's having scans, expected to play Port Adelaide still. We know he's a tough hombre.
He is.
Clayton Oliver. Jake Lever, also the Melbourne defender. He's got an irritation under his kneecap after landing awkwardly at the weekend when they smashed Hawthorn.
So not 100%.
But will play. The D's are saying, he's not going to be 100%. Stephen May is going to be missing with that broken rib.
How long for, do you think?
Well, he trained today. He trained some part today. So Goody, again, very confident that he will only miss one.
Who wins that game, Port Adelaide? They got some good forwards.
At home, you'd think, Port Adelaide, wouldn't you?
Melbourne are about $2.60 if you like them.
Right. Peter Wright, four matches. Are you agreeing with that, JZ Clark?
I think it was a certain outcome. He didn't have his arms outstretched. It was a bump to Harry Cunningham. But it is quite clear that if you're going to make contact to a player's head, an opponent's head, you need to be making a genuine play on the ball. And as we saw, he took his eyes off the ball. He rotated, came in with his shoulder to Cunningham's head. The big question for me now is who replaces him. And we hear about the Essendon edge. Now, Nate Caddy set Essendon's preseason alight.
He did.
Splitting packs, making the defenders scared, ragdolling blokes, taking hangers, all that sort of stuff. Now, for Essendon, Jim, and you've watched them for a long time, same as you, Bill, but they've never been, going back, over the past 10 years with their defensive struggles, they're not putting the fear of anyone, are they?
No.
Nate Caddy is a player who will make defenders nervous. So I think Brad
Scott comes in.
He's talking about, we'll wait for the teams.
He's got the edge.
But it's either him or Sam Wiedemann. You would expect Nate Caddy to come in, and with Brad Scott's big vision to play the youngsters, it's a great opportunity for him, you would think.
Just on that 4 weeks, Peter Wright.
Yep.
Harry Cunningham's got to, he's got to know, if you're going to go back into the play like that, you've got to look after yourself also, I reckon.
And that is going to be an interesting, it's going to be an interesting tangent for the game.
Well, he's going back. And you know, when you played, you're going back, you go, oh, I'm in trouble here. Because you're the one going back.
Yep. But have we've been hard on players in that situation who have pulled out in the past. I remember, was it Aaron Davey in a Melbourne jumper ducked his head?
Yeah.
And he got smashed for weeks of being soft and scared and all this sort of stuff. Are we at the point now with the concussion crisis and increased maturity?
That they've got a responsibility to look after yourself.
Do we say pull out of that contest,
right?
Don't get your head smashed. Think about your future. Like, I don't know, what would coaches think, though?
No, I think they would instinctively want you to hunt the ball.
Yeah.
I don't think they would ever want you to second guess
but
your
instinct. But if you're loose man back line, Jim, and you're going back,
the crazy
and you know
ones.
You're in trouble and you're putting yourself at, you are.
But if you're getting to the ball first, surely the other bloke is then the one with the responsibility to not make sure you bloody stretch it off.
What about the John Brown example? What about the Nick Riewoldt example? What do we say in that situation?
That's just the highest level of stupidity.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing. That's stupid courage. Hawthorn saga?
Yes.
Fags and Al Clarkson?
What time is it now? It's 4:30. So there is 25 minutes left for the final siren on these conciliation talks, hopefully to find some peace and resolution in this terrible 2 years.
Have they faced off?
Really. So they've spent the past 2 days in a room, Billy.
So who?
Talking Cyril Rioli. I'm talking the other former Hawthorn players, potentially their partners, and obviously the three senior Hawthorn officials we know, Alistair Clarkson, the premiership mastermind, Jason Burt, the former welfare officer, and Chris Fagan, who flew back to Brisbane today because he's got a game to coach tomorrow night.
Huge game.
Now, we hope that they find some sort of middle ground. I'm not super confident that will be the case. I think there are, and I spoke to Chris Fagan about this in September. I said, what did you think when these allegations were aired? He said, I was hurt. I was bewildered. I was sad. And I was shocked.
Mm.
He said, I would think back to that time and all the people and all my involvements and just stunned that somehow I could be faced with these allegations. So I don't know. I think Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson have spent this whole time strenuously denying any guilt or fault.
Yes.
I don't see any major backflips from anyone at this point. So will they get a resolution? I'm not feeling super confident. Hawthorne has got some money which could help the process. Whether that's a factor or not, I guess we'll play out.
And then it's done? No more?
Well, if it's not resolved by in another 23 minutes, Bill, then it potentially goes to the federal court. And that's where these people potentially required to take the stand. Now, that is a serious issue also, and will take more years to come.
Well, what I did like hearing is finally, how long has this been going?
Yeah, 18 months, 2 years.
18 months. Finally, those three gentlemen have been asked for their side of the story. Yeah. It's only taken this long.
Yeah.
Imagine having those accusations thrown at you, and it then takes 18 months before you're in any forum where you can defend yourself.
And frustrating. They haven't been given. Yeah, you feel for, I spoke to Chris Fagan in the Pullman Hotel in September last year. I wrote it, so he won't mind me saying it. He started crying.
Mm.
He knew we were going to talk about the allegations. He started crying. That's how physically, emotionally he affected, because he prided himself on his relationships with all members of the team. So I don't know. I saw that response in him physically, and he's got one of the best reputations in the game across 30, 40 years, Chris Fagan. So yes, I certainly feel for all parties in this.
Yep. All right, Jay-Z, anything else before we let you go?
Really looking forward to Richmond's response after a bit of a difficult start. Hawthorn certainly under the pump. The player movement, we might start to talk about that a bit more next week. Liam Baker, the West Australian clubs are super keen on him. Clubs expecting Richmond to take some big moves in the player movement period this year to try and bring in more top-end talent and maybe move on some other players. Dustin Martin, is he one of those? I guess we'll find out.
All right, nicely done, Jay-Z. Right. He's a very comprehensive serving.
My head's spinning.
You can hear Jay as part of the Thursday Rub tomorrow night ahead of Brisbane versus Collingwood as well. It's Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.